So we have this great flexibility of mind that allows us to continually adapt. And yet, even with that great flexibility of mind, we often find we just land in the same old behavior, the same pattern. We like to do the same thing over and over again. And even if we don't like to do it over and over again, it seems to just be part of the process of how we accumulate knowledge, expertise, and remember, right? We have a memory. So we're remembering things, and then we have that desire to reproduce what's been remembered and to develop some expertise. So not a problem. And yet, the mind can get quite attached to what it has remembered. And the Buddha actually talked about this in terms of perception, that I think the Sutta reference was it perceives color, it perceives form. You know, that, and what is the result of perception? Communication, speech. So as soon as perception is in place, you know, and then we're in contact with one another, we're sharing our perceptions. And indeed, when we have these dialogues, we're sharing perceptions, right? And the perceptions are just continually unfolding. And we may or may not be aware of them. In fact, the research says, by and large, we're not aware of them. Now, the Buddha calls this ignorance. And the neuroscientists say it's something like about, you know, 90% of our thoughts are repeats. It may be even more. So we can just bow to this tendency of the mind, because it definitely has a upside, because it allows a sense of continuity with time, place, a sense of organizing ourself, our life. Like, I am just completely delighted that I have been able to remember your faces, like Josephine and, you know, Maggie and Birgit and Otto. It's like, wow, Tony, amazing. So how wonderful to have the capacity to remember, and also to recognize that in remembering, that if we're not paying attention, we could think we know. And not actually come to the moment of interpersonal contact with some freshness. So it's not just coming to interpersonal contact with some freshness, it's coming to our own poor selves with a bit of freshness, where, you know, we begin to soften around this who we think we are, what we think we are, and open to the possibility that it's not what we think, that things are constantly changing, that this mechanism that operates, perception, you know, dependent origination, when this, then that, I mean, wow, it's so seamless. It just happens and we don't even know it's happening, just simply because we're lost in habit. And one way of referring to that is ignorance. Not knowing stress, simply not knowing it, not knowing the cause of it, not knowing the cessation of it, and not knowing this path of cultivating cessation. So as we arrive here together, it's really important for our practice that we allow the knowing of this operating system, so to speak, this selfing process, and also to notice where it's gotten fixated and complicated, and just to pause. Wow. Just to allow the knowing, just to allow the stress of it, this constantly orienting ourselves in space and time. And to begin to investigate, to bring mindfulness, you know, our concentration is just going to keep deepening, bringing kind awareness and equanimity to whatever it is that we discover along the way. So the second insight dialogue guideline is relax. And when we pause out of this just automatic mode, can we meet what we discover with a kind invitation, a kind investigation that allows an intimacy with our direct experience? It feels like this shoulder. Yeah. It may sound like this. There might be these words, this internal dialogue that goes along with that feeling set. You know, it may kind of inhabit the body in a certain way. And it's this receptivity to what's already here in the body-mind that creates the possibility of release. So, just a couple of days ago, Gregory posted something on his Caring Bridge site saying he was delighted he was going to be able to go home from the hospital. And he ended it with a line that said, "More than ever, the gift of ever-increasing suffering and release." More than ever, the gift of ever-increasing suffering and release. Well, the mind that is stressed is often trying to go in the opposite direction. Not in the direction of the suffering, but actually fight, flight, you know, in cases where we're triggered, perhaps even freeze. So this beginning to open to the possibility that we could actually just stay present with what's already here in our body-mind, kindly receive it, allow the knowing of it, that it's not to be denied, ignored, escaped. It's not what we think it is anyway. The mind's made it into something. And as soon as we make something into an object, it changes our relationship to it. Right? Then we become separate from it. And so often, when we become separate from something, then it's all about me. And you. And we lose that sense of the shared human condition and the deep wisdom of this recognition around suffering and release. It's not our enemy. We can befriend our experience. The guideline relax invites us into this territory. So whatever you think about the particularity of who you are, honor it. is not a problem. You've been spending a lifetime accumulating this narrative, this story of me. To meet it with awareness is the beginning of release. To meet it with kindness, to allow the knowing of it, sets the stage, right, for something different to happen. It allows you to change your relationship, perhaps with habitual thought streams, feeling streams, images of who you are, and soften into the experience now. We have the excellent support of one another. There's some mantras that Thich Nhat Hanh uses that I really love, and I'd like to just say two of them to bring them into the room to our practice this afternoon. And the first one, because we'll be listening and speaking and doing separate speaker-listener for part of our practice, is, Dear One, I see you. I am here with you. In fact, you want to join me? Let's just to repeat that. And let's look at each other. Dear One, I see you, and I am here with you. And the second one is, Dear One, Dear One, I see you, and it gives me joy. There's room for us, all of us, just as we are. It's the first step in unbinding, to accept what's already here. So I invite you to standing and to walking.